y'all want to eat while y'all discuss the minutes and work through it?
Whatever anybody wants to do, I'm good.
Makes the most sense to me.
You ready? The meeting of the Animal Services Facilities Advisory Committee is called to order. The first item is 22-0278, minutes of the Animal Services Facility Advisory Committee meeting of October 27th, 2021. The Animal Services Facility Advisory Board met in regular session in the Council Chambers, 222 North Tennessee Street, McKinney, Texas, on October 27, 2021 at 12 p.m. First item was 21-0935, Oath of Office. A meeting was called to order. Board members present included Albert St. Alban, Mocha Anderson, Stephen Spainhauer, Laura Barnett, Misty Brown, Ewis Sissick, Cindy Durham, Mary Alice Ketchum. Absent none. Item 21-0936, election of chairperson and vice chairperson. Board members unanimously approved the motion by board member Steve Spainhauer, seconded by board member Misty Brown, to approve 21-0936, election of chairperson and vice chairperson. Consent items 21-0937, minutes of the Animal Services Facilities Advisory Committee meeting, July 7th, 2021. Board members unanimously approved the motion by board member Steve Spainhauer, seconded by board member Laura Barnett, to approve 21-0937, to approve the minutes of the Animal Services Facilities Advisory Committee meeting, July 7th, 2021. Consent item 21-0938, minutes of the Animal Services Facilities Advisory Committee meeting, August 11th, 2021. Board members unanimously approved the motion by board member Steve Spainhauer, seconded by board member Misty Brown, to approve 21-0938. To approve the minutes of the Animal Service Facilities Advisory Committee meeting, August 11th, 2021. This portion of the agenda consists of non-controversial or housekeeping items required by law. Items may be considered individually by the board or commission member making such request prior to a motion and vote on the consent items. Agenda, first item 21-0939, introduce new board members. 21-0940, introduce the upcoming ASFAC board meeting topics to the new board members. Item 21-0941, consider, discuss, act on next meeting date, is set for March 30th, 2021 at 12 p.m. Meeting was adjourned at 12:22 p.m. Regular agenda, first item is 22-0279, tour the Collin County Animal Services Facility.
I move that we approve the reading of the minutes.
I second.
Thank you.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye. Sorry I'm late. I had to come from another meeting.
Okay, now the next item, 22-0279, is tour the Collin County Animal Services Facility.
I'm sorry?
Do you want to hold that one until...
Do y'all want to eat first and then go do the tour?
And we can talk about
Should we eat and do the next meeting date at the same time?
Cool.
Yeah.
Y'all go right ahead.
Okay.
Next item is 22-0280. Consider, discuss, act on next meeting date.
When does it need to be held by?
Tomorrow by September?
Through December.
Yeah, it is
now.
Okay,
December.
It's calendar. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And we need two, right?
Yes, ma'am.
That won't help much, actually, because I've got the.
Sorry. I'll give it.
Oh, okay. Calendar.
Thank you. Does anybody have summer vacation plans already on the books? Or do we want to do that before? Do we want to schedule it before we get into that?
We're in our intergov build, so every other week I'm out of the office for a year.
First and third week or second and fourth week?
It's just random.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it's been great. I'm supposed to be in there today, sadly.
I know you're crying on the inside. I missed that.
I was just like, you know,
really heartbroken.
Thing that I need to, and I need to prepare for this tour this month.
How about late April, early May?
Sure. I will be traveling the last week of April, so I'd prefer the first week of May if we can make that work.
Make the
fourth. For the week of April 4th.
May 4th.
May 4th.
May 4th. May 4th.
It's like no, next week. April 4th.
No, I'm an intergov.
I'm in North Carolina that day.
So.
The 11th?
I would say. Yeah. I'm fine the 11th.
Okay.
I'm fine the 11th.
I'm good the 11th as well.
We found it.
Okay.
Would anybody like to make a motion?
I move that we schedule our next meeting for Wednesday, May 11th at noon.
In a second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 And what I'm going to ask Stephanie to do is send everybody a calendar invite so it gets on your calendar and there isn't any confusion.
Perfect.
Thank you. Perfect.
Do we want to schedule the following one or do we want to wait until...
We're going to fly too close to the sun. We're going to try it. Do we try?
August,
when... So I was thinking, so we have plenty of time.
Yeah.
Right.
That works.
If we had to move it,
Mm-hmm. Looks like...
Like maybe towards the end of August.
So school gets back in with the...
Early,
like
yeah.
11th, I think.
Yeah.
So maybe the 17th?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good the 17th.
I move we schedule our second of the two required meetings for Wednesday, August 17th at 12 p.m.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Excellent.
Okay. Man, we're efficient.
I mean, this is so impressive.
I went on safari and I came back with shoes. Who knew?
At this time, before you do your tour?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Empress Drain, the City Secretary. I'm here to make a couple of comments about the upcoming process for boards and commissions appointments. We're at the point in time where applicants and candidates, current board members with expiring terms in 2022, if you wish to seek reappointment to a board, to apply online through the process, we're at that point in time. We have two members of the Animal Services Board who have terms that are expiring in 2022. Mocha Anderson and Dee, who is not here today. It's also important to know that the City Council did recently update the Boards and Commissions policy regarding terms. Animal Services now has a maximum term limit of 2 appointments, so all members will get an email, if you haven't already received one, that shows the status of all of your board memberships and whether or not you're eligible to reapply for appointment in this year or the next as your terms expire. If you have any questions about the process for applying or anything regarding the policy, the City Secretary's office is available to respond to any questions that you might have. Thank you all for your service to the City of Mifflin.
Thanks for joining us today.
Okay.
You folks can start. Thanks.
Does this water belong to anybody?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Empress, you sure you don't want to take a sandwich to go?
We have plenty.
Yes, exactly.
I'll take one that's left over as a sacrificial sandwich for the pregnant girl. Nobody minds.
Not even
No. Because she probably heard there were sandwiches and, you know.
She smells the sandwich.
Yeah, it's going to be.
And I know, and
her back from here.
Dee is sorry that he can't be here. He should be back the next, well, he will be definitely back the next time, but I'm hoping that we can start collaborating on some more adoption events that we could invite the board members to join us at, because I think the two we did were fantastic.
Most definitely.
Got some chips too.
We've
got some water.
Are you guys
doing
the
local
adoption events again?
Yeah.
I know
you're talking
about
them
coming up. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
You
just
started again. They're supposed to be trying to do something all again. Yeah. Everybody's getting where they're less concerned about the COVID, so hopefully
we can maybe schedule out Danny so that we can, you know, have volunteers. But especially the one that we did on Halloween was really well. Great reception. So.
Neighbor brought over and I took this. She had made homemade zucchini bread.
Oh,
and it was still warm, and I had to eat a slice.
Yes, you did.
I know, Danny. You're going to sacrifice.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to have to try one.
I think I'll grab just a few. Yes, please. Very good. Thank you.
Need to ask Kaylee.
Danny, do you want some chips?
You need to ask Kaylee what the baby wants.
You want some chips, Danny?
What does she do?
Well, she tried really hard to have it 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay. So she's doing it.
One of those at 32 weeks, so they were like,
no, I'm good. Thing.
Yeah, you stay.
Right.
That's when I told her, I was like, when you pull in the morning, honk. We'll take a desk chair out there and get you in your
room.
But she, I think, finally. But they said, you know, if you can make it to 34, that's all we want.
The longer, the better.
She's there. Mm-hmm. I think she's there, so she's good. But yeah, I think May. That would be right then, right? Early May? Yeah, I think it should be. Yeah, poor thing.
How's it going at the shelter? How are you doing? Are you still having a lot of intakes?
So I just warn everybody, it's full back there. We're just in that month where it just goes insane. It happens with the skunks too. I told you the explosion of population.
Yeah.
If you'll notice when you're driving anywhere in March and then again in like September, October, you will smell skunks.
Now that I think about it,
their season,
that tracks.
It's bad. We'll get our calls for skunk trapping and everything is just because same.
We've had the same problem.
It's bad.
It's the same issue.
March, they just...
And you're getting kitten season.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes. Love is in the air. Apparently. You'll see back there we've got quite a few extraordinarily pregnant. Mm. Or just hatched.
Hmm. Season seemed late this year.
Was it last year? It was really late. Uh-huh. It didn't really kind of kick off last year. Last year,
you guys doing okay with staffing? You're gonna have to keep your staff and
yeah. Not bad.
My husband works in Dallas, and he's over there. One of the
where they
departments.
Have.
He's like, yeah, they've got like 30 vacancies. They can't fill them. So
it takes a while. How long was it? That last one was advertised for a month and a half, probably. Mm-hmm. That's probably the longest we've ever been. It seems like it's picked back up now. There for a while, I mean, it was probably 2 or 3 weeks. There were no applications at all.
Oh my gosh.
At all. Literally at all.
Once it would be, it won't start out $20-something an hour. Anyway.
So yeah, that's here recently. The applications started to pick back up too.
Well, even if I beg and whine, do not let me leave with a puppy or a kitten. I'm just begging.
I don't know. You're gonna go back there and you're gonna see some that are gonna be like, you're gonna have to think about it. We've got some of the biggest puppies. Oh, and we're doing surgeries today too. So there are no puppies back there. They're actually alive.
Thanks for the warning.
Yes, exactly. Like, oh.
People do that all the time. They walk through, like, oh, excuse me. We're like, no.
It's fine. We planned this.
It's all good. It's a good thing, not a bad thing. It's all good. But yeah, we have some massive puppies back there.
Oh. We do have a board member that wasn't able to make it today, and I said that I would work. Should I work with Danny to get that individual a private tour? Because they do want to.
Oh, yeah,
is
sure.
That okay?
Yeah, absolutely. All right. No, absolutely. We're no problem at all. We're happy to do it.
Is the music still on?
Okay. They were. Do you use music at all in the shelter?
Mm-hmm.
All this morning they were just going crazy, and I was like, okay, I think they're out barking the music. So we went and kept turning it up, and then finally they were still like, okay, we hit a level. So it may be kind of loud music-wise back there. We're like, we just need to get above the din, and then we can bring it back down a little bit.
Maybe flat screens and just play puppy bowl.
They would love that. They would love that. That would be amazing.
We did classical for the big dogs.
Well, somebody, they just done the study about the reading, like books on tape. Oh, my, sorry. Ebooks that read in a man's voice was even better than music.
Oh.
So we were like, great. So we got another iPod and loaded it with books. Nope. Our dog said that was
they
not
didn't
true.
Like that.
And I wanted to see Danny actually read into it.
Danny got really upset. He said, he didn't like the books on tape because he never could figure out how James and the Giant Peach and I think that was, he was very... very troubled by that he didn't get to finish that one.
That's a good one.
I was just going to say, it actually is a good story. You'd like it if you got to finish it. But yeah, they were out barking the books on tape, so. We went back to the music.
Do you guys get a lot of barks and complaints? Not in the shelter, but...
Our population density, I mean, yes, in the cities that we cover, but even in a lot of the cities that we cover, the density is just not the same as what McKinney is, so we will, but most of those are routed. They're just noise complaints. They're routed to the sheriff's office anyway, but yeah, it's just not to the same extent.
Stephanie, thank you for doing a wonderful.
Yeah, this is lovely. Thank you. Hate to eat and run, but I have a work meeting at 1 that I have to be on camera for at 4:45. So.
Awesome.
And gotta jet back home.
And keep big on really.
You gotta put on big roll clothes before I do it. So.
Do we need to adjourn?
Yeah.
The meeting of the Animal Services Facility Advisory Board is adjourned.
It's good seeing you.
Good to see you.
Of course, I'm happy to be here.
Bye, Laura.
Bye.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Have a good afternoon.
Forget. Well, I don't care how many times I tour this place. I always love it.